Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We welcome in from the West Coast, Scott Brooks, head coach of your Washington Wizards. Hello, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
Still dealing with all the same nonsense.
Seems like nothing's changed since when we had you on.
Nothing's changed. No. Right. I come to the realization that I'm boring. I'm one boring guy because I have nothing to do and nobody wants to hang with me, and my kids are getting tired of me, and it's like, man, I need to get back to the basketball court.
Now, Coach, right. I did see your interview with the Washington Post recently. You're dealing with a varmint in your front yard in California. You had to channel your inner Carl Spackler from Caddyshack. Tell everybody about
right.
that.
I'm pretty sure my wife said gopher, not golfer. I'm trying to do it the nice way. Unlike him, what do you have, like a rifle and some power hose?
Yeah, I think he was like trying to blow up the gopher like with dynamite back in the day, that Bill Murray bit.
Classic.
Well, you know, Coach, one thing that has changed, and we were talking to you a little bit before we went on the air, was they had finally The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary. And, like, we've had nothing. I mean, we're starving for it. I know you're starving for it, like you say. We finally had some sports content. And even though we'd seen a lot of the footage before, it was still amazing to see MJ, especially those early years. I don't believe you ever played with him, but I'm sure you played against him countless times. Can you give us some MJ stories?
Yeah, I mean, that was incredible. That was awesome to watch. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better 2 hours than your Sunday night. Never played with him, but played against him many times. I remember my second year playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. We played them in the playoffs in the second round, and it's like he averaged like over 40 points in the series. I think they beat us in six, but it was always in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. I don't even think he scored many points in the second and third. All I remember is Barkley, before the series started, he was just like torturing Hersey Hawkins. Like, you better be ready. You better not have Jordanitis this round. You're never going to see anything like this guy coming at you. And it was true. He came at us every first quarter, just like set the tone. And you knew that it was going to be a long night. And I also remember Vernon Maxwell in Houston when I was teammates with him. He was probably the only guy that I can, you know, remember playing with that had no fear of Jordan. He went at him just as much as Jordan went at him. And I can remember they went nose to nose one time, and Vernon starts yelling at him, "Man, I don't care how many Nike commercials you're on. I don't care about any of that. It's about basketball right now. I'm going to go at your, you know what?"
Right.
And that was pretty intense seeing that. Jordan probably had 55 on us that night.
Right.
Was there one guy that you played with that defensively just could handle him? I mean, I know there weren't that many, but was there one guy
nobody.
That you ever – Nobody, yeah. Okay.
Nobody. I mean, Vernon Maxwell is probably as close as the guy that can like stay with them and physically compete against them and not mentally challenge them as well, but not get, you know, broken down. Because Jordan would just attack you in so many different ways that he just mentally just – you'd be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
He was always, you know, and I always felt that he could average 50. He could, and whenever he missed a shot, it was because of him, not the defense. I mean, every team's defense was geared around trying to stop him, and, you know, he averaged anywhere from 32 to 38 points a game any given year.
Coach Brooks, it was funny to see the clip, I believe it was Walt Frazier during The Last Dance, say, well, you just can't build your team around a guard, talking about drafting Jordan as high as he was drafted. But that was kind of the mindset back in the NBA in the early to mid-80s. You wanted a Patrick Ewing or an Hakeem Olajuwon to build your team around. You would never think about building your team around a guard, but MJ obviously changed that narrative when he was picked number three.
That was an interesting comment by Walt. I mean, that was the game back then. Everybody wanted a big center. Now all the centers now, they run the floor and roll on pick and rolls and shoot threes. But back then the centers were back to the basket and they dominated the paint. It was hard to score on because the bigs were right there. But yeah, that was an interesting comment. That just the game has changed so much now. Now you can build around a guard or a smaller player.
You know, that documentary is so good, and you're right. I mean, I can't wait till the next one. But it's so good because it really showed you how athletically he was revolutionary, because he was so much better than those guys. I mean, he got so much better between, 81 to 82 to 83, and then 84. I mean, he was sick. But he was just, he was just so much more athletic than those guys, and he showed it in his last year in college, his junior year in college, how much more athletic he was. And then once he got into the league, I mean, obviously right now everyone's athletic, but he was like the Babe Ruth of the NBA player. That's how far ahead he was athletically than those guys.
Yeah, the thing is, looking back at it and watching it, he was thin, but he was so strong. I remember him putting his arm on me one time and just like knocked me off balance. I'm like, God dang. But looking at the TV, The Last Dance, and he was a thin athlete, but he was one of the strongest guys in that body type, and it was probably because of the will that he had. He obviously had the skill, but the will that he had is just remarkable, and he did it every single night. I mean, you look at it, even like his last year, even in Washington, he was 40 years old, played, I think, 80 games, and averaged 39 minutes, and scored 20 points a game.
Right. I know you played with Oakley, and Oakley and MJ are real tight and always were. Did you ever play with anybody that played with Michael that really didn't like him, that was treated poorly by him? Because, he obviously did that to some players, and that's kind of evident in the documentary.
I played with Oakley, and Oakley had nothing but, he said, you will love Michael, and Michael will love you. All Michael wanted is every teammate to lay on the line. Mm-hmm. Don't come up with, I got a sore pinky or my hammy's hurt. He said that didn't fly with him. Once you did that, he didn't even have nothing for you. He didn't even acknowledge you. But if you competed every practice and every game, he loved them. And Oakley, it was interesting watching that. And even John Paxson even mentioned Oakley was a big part of our team. But, we needed a bigger guy. And that's why they traded for Cartwright. And it changed the franchise. But Oakley, man, that guy is as tough as you can be, and he was his enforcer, but nothing but love from him about Jordan.
Do you think, Coach, that kids today, when they see MJ, because I made my son watch, and to his credit, he actually really wanted to watch. He came up, and he was upstairs like at 8:59 and wanted to see it with me. Do you think that they realize how special MJ was back then? Because as I'm watching it in hindsight, so I'm getting a thrill because those are my memories and I remember it vividly. But by the same time, I'm looking at it through his lens, and a lot of guys are now doing stuff that was kind of revolutionary when he was doing it, right? I mean, a lot of guys could do the things that MJ was doing back then and nobody really else was. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, he changed the game. I mean, just changed the game. The game, I mean, there's a lot of athletes played in the league for forever, but his athleticism, his skill set, his will to win, his mindset, it changed. Then you have players Kobe and LeBron, all the next generation players. But, you know, watching, I knew something was going on when my son, I knew my son would be interested, but my daughter watched for the 2 hours. I'm like, okay, this is not normal. So even she, obviously she's heard his name so many times just from being around me and my friends. But she watched and she was intently watching and she was like impressed just how she thought, you know, he was like really cool. He wore his, wearing the Kangol hat and the loop earrings and just how he walked. And it was, he was a fascinating, that was a fascinating documentary. I can't wait for next Sunday.
We're joined by Washington Wizards head coach Scott Brooks. Do some of the younger players on your roster, the Wizards roster, like the Troy Brown Juniors and the Thomas Bryants, do you think they snooze on MJ a little bit because they kind of grew up in the LeBron era instead of the Michael Jordan era? Or is that reverence still there for all the younger guys on your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do a little. They fall asleep on him a little bit, I'm assuming, just kind of like how we did with Oscar Robinson and Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain. And I played against Jabbar, so I kind of knew his game. And, I mean, I knew about his dominance. But it's definitely different now with the social media and the ability to watch videos instantly. And so, I mean, the generations now, they can watch all the great players in the 80s and 90s pretty quickly. But when we were growing up, you didn't have that access. So, but you just know that, I mean, the guy was dominant. He could have, you know, it's crazy. He could have, and he probably should have been MVP the 10 to 12 times. But just, you just got tired of it, I guess, the media or the voting members of the voters for the MVP. But, you know, on a bad year or so-called non-MVP year, you average, what, 32?
Right.
7 rebounds and 6 assists. The guy was, I mean, and on top of all that, he was the best defensive player. I mean, right. he was the best defensive player. I know when I played against them, you know, you got one wing, you got Pippen defending one of your players, and they got Jordan defending the other players at the point guard. You didn't know who to pass to because they were so quick, and they would just, like, be lurking in the weeds and all of a sudden jump out of nowhere and take the ball and go down. Now you got a two-on-one break against you. You have no chance of stopping that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could argue they had the three best defensive players in the league on the same team or close to it.
No, they did. I mean, Dennis was as good as a defender in the post or perimeter and rebounder there's ever, you know, ever been in the game.
And the Pippen stuff is fascinating that they got into because, you know, back then, you know, you didn't have social media and the internet and wasn't covering sports like it does now. But I had no idea how toxic those relationships were, especially with Krause. Now, I give Krause a lot of credit because you know, he put all that together, and he made the trade for Pippen out of Central Arkansas. He put all that stuff, all those role players. But then, you know, he destroyed it because they would have won. If they keep that team together, Coach, I mean, they win. They beat the Spurs the next year. And then Phil goes to L.A., and that's when they started their run. But they would have won at least two, maybe three more, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, they had a run. I always say, you know, Jordan's probably my second favorite player. Olajuwon was the first because he gave me a championship ring, and Jordan was the second because he gave me a championship ring because he retired from post-baseball experience that he's had. But, yeah, that team, I mean, it's just weird how you when you was going through it with – I mean, when you were in the league at that time, you didn't really pay attention to all of it because it wasn't out there. You had to read the paper the next day or watch a show at night. After the highlights, but it's crazy that team was about to break up or broke up. That team should have rolled out, you know, until they lose and then maybe even play one more year to kind of redeem themselves of that losing, you know, that championship, you know, run that they've had. And, you know, it's changed now. That will never happen today's game. I mean, you will ride that thing out as long as you can, just kind of like what the Warriors did.
We're joined by Wizards head coach Scott Brooks. Coach,
one more question for you, Coach. You know, it's interesting. Jason Tatum, He said he actually doesn't have a hoop that he has access to right now. I'm sure he could really dig and find it. And you know, at least as of a week or so ago, said he hadn't picked up a ball in a month. Do we have
How
anybody
can
on
I
the
have
Wizards?
A hoop and Jason Tatum doesn't have a hoop? What's going on with that?
It makes no sense
bizarre.
To me. I got a great one. He can come over to my house.
That's so weird.
But I'm wondering, Coach, do you have anybody on the Wizards that hasn't been able to get after it and stay in shape and do their thing?
Basketball, it's hard. I mean, it's if you don't have a court in right. your house, a lot of the parks are closed. A lot of the gyms are closed. And it's definitely going to be a little, you know, I think it might, you know, as you're hearing news, things are starting to open up a little bit. There might be some opportunities in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
Things get open. But, yeah, no, it's a few players have courts in the house, and that's a luxury to have, I guess, this time of the year. But no, you have to figure out how to get your game on, and you just have to figure it out.
Right. I hope those guys are eating better than I am and drinking less.
Some of them probably
are. We better
are.
Hope. We can only hope that's the case.
Oh, let's please hope that's the case.
Right. Well thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Appreciate it, buddy. It's great to have you on. It sucks, this circumstance, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll do it again soon. Hopefully have some better news.
Thanks for the memories, man.
Watch out for those gophers, too, man. Be careful.
All right, man, I will.
All right, thank you, Coach.
See ya.
We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on Shocker. NBC Sports Washington as well. Time to open up the entertainment page and touch on the Hollywood, the music scene. Coming up 9:45, though, we will give listeners a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos.
All right, boys. This story is break the internet worthy as far as I'm
that's
concerned.
That's a big tease.
I mean, whoa. I didn't see this until Valdez sent me the story. So Chad Johnson, former Junkies guest, Ocho Cinco.
Yes.
Remember?
We
tweet bombed him and we got him to call in.
Might I asked him about Chris Henry. Did he still have his phone number in his phone?
have to get him on again.
Okay.
Because apparently, and this looks, I mean, I'm looking at this to see if it's an April Fool's.
Is that the right Chad Johnson?
Oh, it's the Bachelorette's Chad.
It's not Ocho Cinco.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it off. I don't care.
No,
I thought it was Ocho Cinco.
Oh, you're talking about the guy who was. I know exactly who he'd be talking
that's
about.
That's up there with Steve Irwin, Death Picks.
Well, I read it, Chad Johnson.
The Lurch Les Miles story.
Well, I mean, EB goes. You're not going to believe this Chad Johnson story. I was like, so I told him I was going to pull it up. He goes, no, don't pull it up. I want to tell you. I'm glad I did. You would have had me thinking it was Ocho the whole time.
I did think it was Ocho.
But so I actually think I know this Chad Johnson. Has he been like kind of a villain in all the Bachelor shows?
He was
a
villain on the original Bachelor or Bachelorette. He was like this big roided out dude.
Yeah.
Who was intimidating to all the other guys because, I mean, he could have just pulverized every one of them. And he just had a hair trigger temper. Because, hello, allegedly, he was on the roids. Just look at the guy.
Yeah, oh, no, he definitely is. So here's the story, is that he's going to, I guess, move to Vegas and create a porn palace, and he's going to release sex tapes. And he says he's tired of being effed around by Hollywood, but what got me
Hey, does
is
he want
that...
to use my couch?
is that he's already.
Well, yeah, if you move it to Vegas.
He's already posting softcore porn videos on OnlyFans. The whole story's blowing my mind. Yeah, so I guess a bachelorette contestant, not as big a deal. I thought it was Chad Johnson Ochocinco.
Yeah, the story doesn't really intrigue me as much.
It's
a good bit, though.
That sucks, because I really thought it was Ochocinco.
Who's this Annalise Mishler? Do you know anything about her, Cakes?
I don't know that name.
That sucks. Yeah. That's not nearly as interesting.
What a letdown.
That's so funny.
That's not nearly as interesting. I'll tell you what is interesting.
Oh, he's a reality whore. I'm looking at his Wikipedia. He's been on Famously Single, Celebrity Big Brother UK.
He's a loser.
X on the Beach MTV.
Right.
Is he a Brit or is he American?
No, he's so American.
Is he?
He's making $40,000 a month through OnlyFans.
He is $40,000 a month. Yeah,
that's what
good.
I'm saying. That's what jumped out at
with
me
with his softcore porno.
Right? Would you do that, Cakes?
$40,000 softcore porno.
It's a half milli, half milli for you and Amy.
What exactly does softcore porn entail?
Maybe
second base.
You don't remember what you used to watch on Super TV back in the day, Cakes?
Yeah, what
I
was
think
that?
Softcore.
That was the Emmanuel series.
Emmanuel, yeah, that's what it's
softcore. Yes.
Come on,
not
Cakes.
Not that interested. But, I mean, if it sounds
half a milli. Half a milli. A million.
It sounds profitable.
Would you do it for a million?
Probably not.
Really? A million a year.
Before we took that haircut, I would have said no, but maybe now.
I mean, I have three kids. They, like...
Kid, do I really want that down to be there? They're older. You could talk to them.
I want that to be the legacy. Hey, you know what? Your mom and I have decided to start doing softcore porno.
Right.
Well, it would be weird.
Well, what if Kurt said, "Hey, Dad, I'm on OnlyFans. I'm doing softcore porno with hot chicks. I'm pulling in $40,000
a
month."
Then his life is spiraled out of control. If that's what's happening,
would you? What if he told you though? Listen, I could make $1 million this year. What would you say?
I mean, $1 million is enticing.
But blow through it. It ain't going to last you.
Yeah, but like,
you know,
then what sort of future does he have? He's a coked out loser by the time he's 30 years old.
Yeah. He does it on the side while he's in medical school to pay for medical school.
I mean, that's quite a... That's
yeah,
quite
he uses a sexy doctor. I've seen a lot of those.
It's quite a different, quite a weird side gig. If that were the case.
I'm in.
You're in. Jason did. Yeah. I think I might be in. All right. So this story, I got to tell you, I find Chris Cuomo annoying. I'm glad. It looks like he's over the corona. So that, you know, God bless him.
But counter that because I actually think he's excellent.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you some. I think he's just a big bully. There's countless. I'm not saying he's not excellent at his job. But there's countless examples of him being a big bully with the biker. There was a story yesterday about how he was a douche at the gym that he would play basketball in. He was picking fights with everybody. He went on the radio and said that he backtracked the next day and said he wants to quit the CNN show because he wants to be able to fight people when they confront
him. He's a bricklayer on the court.
No, they said he's a great athlete. They said he's actually a really good athlete, and it's unusual to see someone that good be such a petty jerk.
AWOD could probably beat him in hoops.
And one guy said he wanted to slug him, but they play, I guess, at the New York City Athletic Club. Uh-huh. But if you get in a fight there, you automatically lose your membership.
Why is he so annoying? Why does he?
Didn't the one guy call him that really set him off that he said was an Italian slur?
Fredo or something?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, you're not Italian. Well, I guess you are Italian.
I am Italian.
But I guess you don't get it.
What'd they call him, Fredo?
I guess is it a reference
to the Godfather reference?
Godfather reference.
We went to high school with Fredo.
Right. Fredo
Garcia. Yeah, but he had a will in front of that.
Right. No, but he's just a... He's just a wannabe tough guy that's annoying to me. But here's what's even more annoying. So apparently, remember, he was... The reason why the biker got upset with him is because he was out of quarantine, right, with his family. Then it turns out he took a 30-mile car ride out of quarantine and went somewhere. I don't even know, maybe another residence or something. He shouldn't have been doing that when he had the corona. And then he did some sort of deal on CNN where they had him emerging from the basement after he had beaten corona, which God, thank God that he beat it, right? And they said it was his first steps out of the basement, and they have pictures of him all over. They have him in the car. They have him walking around the neighborhood. They had him these TikTok videos where he's with the daughter upstairs in the family room. The guy was never quarantined.
If you have the Rona.
He was never quarantined.
You have to be in the basement.
It was all fake.
You have to be in the basement for until you're free and clear of it. You can't hop in a car, ride around.
You can't walk around the neighborhood.
You can't do any of that.
You really shouldn't be. I'm sorry, you do what you want. It's your family, but you're not supposed to be in the family room, especially when you're telling everybody you're quarantined in the basement.
Right. Your dumbass should stay in the basement the entire time.
Like a David Blaine special.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that guy's a douche. Sorry. All right, what's next? All right, Netflix, this is unbelievable to me. Netflix has seen, I believe, what's the number? 15.8 million new subscribers since the pandemic.
Well, that's why their stock is like $450 a share.
Right.
I mean, it just is on a freaking tear.
There's no doubt that this whole thing is destroying our economy, and it's just devastating to millions, you know, tens of millions of families, right? But some businesses are thriving. Netflix, Amazon,
it's more,
delivery
it's more
services.
Valuable, yeah. More valuable than Disney now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And remember,
and you got Disney, the parks, they may not open until 2021.
Right.
Yeah, it's so scary. And think about
Cakes, I think I'm going to have to delve into Waco. I'm just watching a little premiere now.
I told you, it's pretty. I stumbled upon it. I've been watching it with my daughter over the last like 2 days. It's only 6 episodes long. It's really well done. It's got Michael Shannon's in it.
It's got my guy from Boardwalk Empire, too.
Taylor Kitsch from Lone Survivor stars in it. It's well done. It's entertaining.
But think about Netflix and how well they pivoted, because initially they botched it, right? Remember they had the whole send you movies deal, and then they did something. I can't remember exactly what they did.
Weren't they charging like a separate fee for the mail you the movies and
something
the streaming?
Like, that.
Like they wanted to separate the two businesses at first, and then they realized they got smart and realized, well, why are we wasting all this money sending people DVDs?
Yeah.
We're going to focus 100% on streaming.
And it just been a home run. I mean, because they initially, their stock went way down. Everybody thought it was over for them when they were trying to make that transition and figure it out.
If you bought on that silly dip, you're a bazillionaire.
Yeah. But
if you bought enough.
They were able to pivot and take an old school business model and then turn into sort of the kings of streaming. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They did an unbelievable job. Props to them, man. Let me see.
What about the Brett Hundley story?
The Brett Hundley story is interesting.
I mean he gave his wife like 8 different STDs.
Well, it's not shocking, probably. He's a former star athlete, obviously, right in college. Where is he now, Jason?
I think he's back out of Arizona.
Murray? He's back in Arizona. So the story is allegedly, and I guess it's in court documents or something, that his college girlfriend, who I believe he eventually married,
married for 4 years.
She claims that when she was dating him, she obviously was suspicious. She was taking monthly blood tests or whatever to make sure he wasn't giving her any diseases.
He hammered some chick on his bachelor party.
She thinks that when he went to his bachelor party, and then he later apparently admitted to it, that he tagged countless, she doesn't have any idea how many chicks he had sex with on his bachelor party. And then a month later, she got chlamydia.
You guys thought my bachelor party was semi-wild.
Right. I
can't hold a candle to Hundley's.
Right.
Well, the start of your bachelor party was wild, but then it like broke up into like separate groups.
Sure, different factions.
People scrambling, and I think we ended up at like Hooters.
But Eric, it goes beyond that. She's saying that he would beat her up.
Well, I guess she's saying, yeah, at the end, when confronted, he slammed her into a pool table or something like that. That's, you know, it's the worst thing you could possibly hear. So, you know, hopefully justice is served there if all of that is true. Lindsey Vonn, Valdez, I'm telling you, man.
Fun girl.
That's a fun girl.
I've always said that.
P.K. Subban. Is that how you say his name, Cakes?
Yes, you got
P.K.
it.
P.K. Subban. The hockey player shared a picture of her on Instagram, in her bikini and explained this is why he's enjoying that quarantine life. And
well, tell PK I have better pics of her.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure he's seen those too. He sees those in person every day.
My phone works.
Right. Why don't you ship some over to Cakes so Cakes can be reminded?
By Cakes, you mean EB?
Can he definitely... EB name any of the teams that PK Subban has ever suited up for in the NHL? Just give me one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can give you is the one he's on now.
I can't really. I'm just a Caps guy. I can't really. I mean, I've seen him a million times, but I don't know.
He's on Montreal, Nashville. Didn't he get dealt to the Devils? I think he's on the Devils now.
Yeah. I mean, was he ever an All-Star? That level?
I think so. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He gets bitter at Tiger, though. He definitely roots against Tiger.
You think? Tiger was there first?
He definitely roots for Tiger to miss cuts.
Now, tell me about Money Heist. They're saying that's projected to outdraw Tiger King. Have we talked about it yet?
I don't know anything about Money Heist. I've seen people recommend it. I don't have any information.
A Spanish drama Money Heist, also known as La Casa de Papel. Is that how you say that, JP?
I stand corrected.
Sure. Paper
House? I watched the first episode. Too many subtitles.
Oh, with Money
and
Heist?
I bailed.
Let me see. It's projected to draw a slightly larger worldwide audience in its first 4 weeks, the streamer said in
quarterly earnings.
Is this fiction?
It's projecting 64 million member accounts will choose to watch Tiger King. They're saying Money Heist will get the attention they're projecting of 65 million. So it's going to be even bigger. I barely even know about it.
They want to steal money from the Royal Mint of Spain, and it's like $2.4 billion. They take 67 people hostage inside the mint. The team plans to remain inside for 11 days to print the money as they deal with elite police forces. Sounds good, but the subtitles, I'm lost now. Can't be doing that.
Netflix.
There's also a movie coming out, though, with Thor from Avengers. I forget which Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
That is.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Oh, yeah. I got that right here. That's on Netflix, correct?
Yes. I don't know when it's coming out. It might be this weekend or the following weekend. It totally looks like a movie that would have been going to the theaters.
Yeah.
But it's straight to Netflix. Action flick. Looks really good.
It's a military movie, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
God, I had it up here. Yeah, I definitely want to see that.
By the way, just last but not least, I know all of us enjoyed Ozark, 29 million views. And then the JP series that he keeps talking about, Love is Blind, 30 million.
Oh, by the way, Jason, a tidbit. Ruthie from Ozark, also in Waco.
Oh, really?
The name of the movie is Extraction.
Extraction, there it is.
Extraction with Hemsworth. EB, yes, I did watch Love is Blind, but the show which I was hyping up, at least was last weekend, was number one, is Too Hot to Handle. It's garbage TV.
Okay,
but if you
I
like
see.
Looking,
I, okay,
if,
I see.
If you like being titillated and watching inane TV about people that aren't supposed to hook up, but then they still hook up, that's the show for
Extraction
you.
Extraction also about EB's teeth and his dentist is salty
nice.
That he hasn't seen him during the quarantine. Hey, Ricky's need a little tasteful family fun to break up the lockdown monotony. Of course
Ricky.
You do. Order a make-at-home pizza kit from our pals at Paisanos and let the games begin for just $10. Paisanos gives you the dough, the sauce, and the cheese for a 16-inch pie. Once you take it out of the oven, snap a pic, post it on social media, use the hashtag PaisanosMadeByMe, and you're entered to win some awesome prizes, including Redskins tickets, memorabilia, and Paisanos pizza for life. Ricky, Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered. More at paisanospizza.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Game show Wednesday. We will play a little Junkies Password here momentarily for a $25 Paisanos gift card. If you want to play Junkies Password, give us a call now at 800-636-1067. Paisanos taking some of the work out of working from home with their work from home BOGO Sunday through Thursday. You can buy any large pizza at regular price and get a large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online and use the promo code WFHBOGO. You can get details at thefandc.com.
Might have to swing out to the Paisanos in Rockville later this week. Sounds like a good idea for dinner one night.
I was going to do the social distancing driveway happy hour tomorrow, but the weather's going to be poopy.
Yeah, give me a weather breakdown there, buddy.
Today, high mid to high 50s, but breezy, so it'll feel a little cold. It'll be sunny, but it'll feel a little bit cooler. Tomorrow, poop. Friday, I think, poop. Saturday, Sunday, warmer, but I'm not sure about the precip. But that's your, you know, remainder of the week. It's not great.
Did you guys see that Oliver Luck is suing Vince McMahon?
I did see that.
He wants his cash.
He wants to get paid. Why wouldn't you?
How much is he owed? I didn't read the story.
I thought it was over $1 million.
Ooh, yeah, I'd want that
tasty.
Too.
I'd want that money in my account too, of course.
Actually, it says here, according to Darren Revelle, Luck's contract was supposed to pay him between $20 to $25 million over 5 years.
Ooh. Wow.
And stipulated that he'd be due the remaining balance if terminated without cause. So I don't know how that works with bankruptcy laws, because the XFL filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, McMahon owes everybody.
Well, the problem is, and from reading up on this, is that even though Vince acted like it was all his own money, I think a lot of it was done under the umbrella of the WWE. And so he's suing, from my understanding, Vince personally for not paying him. The deal was like $20 million.
Yeah, it's 25.
But Vince is not necessarily personally on the hook for it, because he did it, you know, like any good businessman, under the umbrella of his business. So I don't know why Oliver Luck isn't suing the WWE, you know, and with JP would know better than me.
I mean, maybe he'll figure out where the standing is, and eventually it gets the WWE or whoever's involved. But maybe, you know, with Vince probably signing his contract, that's why he directed it towards Vince.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. I understand. But think about it. Think about how excited he was about the league and how professional, you know, Oliver was. We had him in studio.
He was a great ambassador for the XFL.
Right. Legitimate. And he quit a great job to do that. And then Vince, you know, tanks the league after 5 games. Now, admittedly, nobody could see this pandemic coming. But you quit a great job for a $25 million opportunity, and all of a sudden, months later, it goes away? Wow.
And I have to say, it came off better than what I expected. I mean, think of the home games there at Audi Field. There was a lot of local interest in the D.C. Defenders.
Right, right.
I went to a game.
Yes, you did. You're the only junk out of the four to make it down to Audi Field for a game.
VIP treatment.
Yes, you did.
Well, I've been to Audi Field a few times, Cakes. You've never even been there, right?
I've driven by it 1,000 times on the way to MGM National Harbor. I've never stepped foot on
the
grounds.
By the way, I'm being facetious when I say VIP.
I know.
I parked like 8 blocks away, and I was in the nosebleeds.
All right, we have a couple contestants
still
here.
Still bitter about that, aren't you, Lurch?
We have a couple contestants here for Junkie's Password.
Yeah, I think so. Let me see.
And I put the password on the Google Hangout.
Yes,
I kind of had to close the Google Hangouts because JP pressed the letter D with like his elbow or something 100 times.
Chat. No, but I think the mouse landed on the letter D.
Of course, something stupid happened, but I didn't know how to delete it.
A mouse? You're using a mouse.
I'm using a silly mouse.
I'm using a mouse, Cakes.
Are you guys trapped in 1991?
What are you using?
I use a touchpad, Rick.
Because he's using a laptop.
I've got a mouse here.
I'm using
a
laptop.
Three of the four junks are using mice.
Yes.
Mouse is preferable.
Well, hold on. This is a modern mouse. Is yours the same way, JP?
Mine's a modest mouse.
Your modest mouse has a cord lock.
I'm just doing the thumb. All I got to do is move my thumb. Cuts down on my carpal.
Producers, can you weigh in here? Am I on an island here?
Well, you're on a laptop. That's
Look, I got
difference.
The app.
Right. That's a silly mouse.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. Cakes doesn't have that.
That's all I got,
I do
bro.
Not.
All right. Who's our first contestant?
Bassett.
Bassett worst, Hound.
Worst name ever.
Hurting dog.
Bassett, are you there, buddy?
Should be up. I don't know why.
He's probably drooling all over the place right now.
It's a good thing.
All right, let's try Laura on line three. Let's see if Laura's there. Hey, Laura.
Good. How are you?
What's up, Laura?
We don't have that much time. Do we have anybody else, Valdez?
Well, we're trying to reconnect with Bassett.
All right. No one wants
a prize.
He probably wiped out the other callers.
It's the first time in history you've only had two people interested in playing a game.
Shocking.
All right,
shocking
Bassett's
development.
There.
Bassett?
Hey, the jeweler's back. What's happening, guys?
What's up, man? You have money furniture, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I know, right? Got some classic stuff, man.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Bassett, who do you want to partner up with in Junkie's Password?
I guess Nick and Lurch.
All right, Bassett's teaming up with Lurch. And Laura, who do you want to partner up with?
EB.
All right, Laura and EB. EB, you can lead off. You know what the password is.
Well,
you have to
on.
Give Laura a clue.
The password is?
I don't know what the password is.
No, it's on the Hangouts.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Now I've got to go back to Hangouts.
And it's not JP hitting the letter D 1,000 times with his arm.
All right.
Or his mouse.
All right, just wrote it down again.
All right. The clue, Laura, is...
Well, we got a couple minutes, Rick.
I know, but I didn't think I was going to play.
You're going to do well on the draft tomorrow when you have 20 seconds to make your pick, Rick.
Weather.
Oh, okay. The clue's weather. Rain.
All right. She guesses rain. That's incorrect. Now we go to Jason. Bassett.
Bassett, weather, female.
All right.
Weather email?
No.
He said female.
I said female.
Your clue is female. Do you know the password?
It's weather email.
Female. Like what? Female.
Yes.
Come on, buddy.
Give him the buzzer. We don't appreciate
it. I think, Laura, I think we can win this.
I know what EV's going to do, or he should do.
Well, I don't know.
Let's see.
Female?
There's one word
I know,
you should
I know
say.
I know what
There's
you're saying.
There's one word.
I got it.
If you don't say this word.
I got it, Cakes.
Right. You better right. say this word.
All right. Weather and female. So now I'm going to say father.
Oh.
All right, Bassett.
Wrong
you're
and
get...
not the word you should have said.
Hold on.
KJP was guess. With me.
Bassett, you'll get it right here. Bassett, you there?
Yeah, right here.
Parent.
Weather.
All right.
I got no clue.
Laura?
This is kind of hard.
Hold up. Let's
recap
go to
the clues. Recap the clues.
Weather.
Female.
Father.
Parent.
Right? It's like, okay. Like, godlike.
This is the hardest one ever.
Godlike.
Your final clue is godlike. All right, she's done. All right, last clue for Bassett. And if not, if he doesn't pull it, 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
Bassett.
Say this word.
Yeah.
Say this word.
Rother mirth.
What?
Rother mirth.
What?
You're finished.
Mother Nature?
Yeah.
Oh, he actually pulled it. Congratulations.
Did he say Father Nature? He said Mother Nature.
No, he said Mother Nature.
Okay, nice.
All right, good. You get the
prize. Stay on the line. We'll hook you up with that $25 gift card to Paisanos. Didn't know that was that difficult. All right, we got to get out of here. We got the mock draft tomorrow. For Bish, EB Cakes, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.